Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Oh, Cliff, let's kill the listeners with kindness.
Let's kill them all.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale, but a 10.0 on the laughter scale, here's Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, it's time for kindness, part two.
It's time for kindness.
It's always time for kindness, Cliff. And, you know, there was just so much to say about it. We got more. We had to do a whole other show on kindness.
Oh, we had to do another one. Kendall, the listeners were salivating for it all since last week.
Kendall, I have been.
I know. And Mr. Snowbottom, he said that we had so many contacts about it. I don't know who from. I don't know what dream he pulled that out of. But I think it may have been
Mrs. Potter Butterchurn's like society class or something that she was teaching, and she made them all call in.
Maybe so. Probably. I don't know. It's one of the mysteries. It's like the lost colony of Roanoke. We may never know. We may never know.
Lost city of Atlantis.
It's lost, unlike any weight from our bodies.
You took the words right out of my fat, Cliff. You should really be being kind to me instead of saying hurtful things like that, Cliff.
I should be being kind to you. Kendall, let me be. Kendall.
Yes.
Listeners, I want you to be kind towards yourself and others, but also towards this planet we call home. You might know it better as Spaceship Earth. Kendall, I want you to make time each day to be kind to the Earth. This practice starts with simple things you may already be doing, like not consuming enough food for 12 people in one sitting, not throwing away the garbage of a small neighborhood each night.
I have to sneak my trash out and put it in other neighbors' trash cans so people don't realize it's all from me.
Because,
you know, it's so funny. When I was a kid, I used to think when they would say don't litter, I didn't understand. I was like, what's the point? Because it's all going to a landfill. It's like going to be on the ground anyway. I didn't understand the concept of, like, you know, hurting the environment by using too much, or, you know, that it just didn't click with me. I was thinking about that the other day. Wasn't that deep?
It was deep.
Yeah, Cliff, it did click, and it was very a revelation to me the other day. I thought it was a very important thing that I honestly wanted to share with
Kendall,
you and
shut
the listeners.
Surprise,
Mr. Bud, this is my buddy. Oh, I'm so glad. I didn't really have anything else to say about kindness. We were just using that as a front, Mr. Snodbottom, to surprise you for your birthday.
So get your old self in here.
Come on in here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Mr. Snodbottom, happy birthday.
Oh, I almost had a heart attack. I heard my pacemaker beeping and my backup pacemaker beeping double time.
Well, you know, we had to get to it early in the show. I was afraid you might fall asleep, and then if we woke you up and startled you, I would really be afraid.
It would be awful. It would have been terrible to startle you, Kendall. But Mr. Snodbottom, we want to wish you the happiest of birthdays. We actually... Yes. Becky, why don't you just wheel that cake in? Wheel the cake right in here.
Oh,
thank you, Becky.
Yeah, and all right, now go get Kendall to drink. I don't whatever, whatever's in there. I don't know.
Please, Cliff, we just talked about kindness.
I'll kill you. Kendall, I want you to just cut us a piece of cake. Mr. Snodbug, I hope that this is your favorite kind of cake. What is your favorite kind of cake?
My favorite kind of cake is a kind my mother used to make for me when I was a child. On rainy afternoons, she would make a German chocolate cake with little things on the top and the things inside. It was a delicious concoction she would make on those rainy, windy afternoons of her childhood after you've been playing outside all day and the rain's coming down.
Well, that
and
sounds...
The glasses are filled with water and your socks are soaked straight through the bars.
Well,
it's my favorite kind of cake.
It's a, I love it. And this is... It is German chocolate cake, everybody.
Here you go, Mr. Snodbottom.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Kendall. Thank you. We had Austin look through your private journal to make sure that we had the right flavor of cake for you today.
Well, boys, I'm drinking. Thankfully, you went to any links. This looks delicious. I'm going to dig right in. Hope it's not improper etiquette.
Speaking of improper etiquette, oh, my God. Here she comes now. Your wife, our friend, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterjohn. Get on in here. Come on in.
Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my. I thought she was away for the week at a ladies' retreat.
Oh, no. It's a surprise, dear. Surprise.
Well, I'm glad we can spice things up here for you, Mr. Snodbottom, and just inject some fun into a birthday. We won't ask. We're going to be polite, especially in Mrs. Potter Butter Butterjohn's presence, and not ask what birthday this is.
Oh, absolutely, dear. That's not an improper etiquette here on the show in this type of setting.
Well, of course not. That's why we're not going to ask. We've learned so much from you, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterjohn.
Oh, well, dears, I do hope that you have a wonderful show and wrap it up as quick as you can because I have another surprise for Mr. Snodbottom later, if you know what I mean.
Oh, my.
Wow. All right, well, happy birthday, Mr. Snodbottom. We hope you have a wonderful birthday.
Yes.
All right, well, would you mind just wheel that cake out with you when you go?
Oh, of course, dear. I'll take it with me. A toodaloo.
A toodaloo to you, too.
Goodbye. Oh, what a wonderful birthday.
Oh, I think to myself, what a wonderful birthday.
Well, it was a wonderful birthday, Cliff.
It was.
I want to surprise you with some jokes. Some jokes.
Kendall.
They're going to surprise you how terrible they are.
I must admit, I was expecting jokes. So.
Oh, you were expecting them in a couple minutes, but I surprised you early. Really big surprise here on the show, Cliff.
It was a big one. It was a biggie, Kendall. It was a biggie.
Cliff, on a rural road, a state trooper pulled this farmer over and he said, "Sir, do you realize your wife fell out of the car several miles back?"
Oh, my God.
And the farmer said, "Oh, thank God. I thought I went deaf." Ooh, ouch. What a bitch.
I will never forget you, rural juror. I always be glad that I met you, rural juror. Kendall. A man.
Cliff.
He walked into work on Monday with what but two black eyes, and his boss asked him what happened, and the man said, "Well, I was sitting behind a big woman at church, and when we stood up to sing hymns, I noticed that her dress was caught in her butt crack." So I just pulled it right out. I thought I was doing a service.
Oh, why would you do that?
He thought it was a kindness, Kendall. And she turned around and punched him square in the eye. And, well, his boss said, "Well, where'd you get the other shiner?" Because he had two black eyes, remember, everybody? And the guy, he says, "Well, I figured she didn't want the dress out of her butt crack, so I pushed it back in."
Cliff, a newlywed farmer and his wife were visited by her mother, who immediately demanded an inspection of the place. This mean mother-in-law. On a scale from 1 to 10, she was 8, Cliff.
Oh, God.
And the farmer genuinely tried to be friendly to his new mother-in-law, hoping that it could be a friendly, non-antagonistic relationship.
If only.
But, Cliff, this was not in the cards for them.
Because
she kept nagging them about every opportunity, demanding changes, blah, 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 blah. Well, they were in the barn, they were walking around the mule, and suddenly the mule reared up and kicked the mother-in-law in the head, and it killed her instantly, Cliff. What a sad joke this is.
That
it was
sad.
No shock. It was a shock to all, no matter their feelings toward her. It was a shock that she was dead. And at the funeral...
Oh, yeah, well, when people die, Kendall, it's a very serious...
The mother-in-law was dead to begin with. I want to point this out. At the funeral, Cliff, a few days later, the farmer stood near the casket and greeted folks. And the pastor noticed that whenever a woman would whisper something to the farmer, he would nod his head yes and say something. And then whenever a man whispered anything, the farmer, he would shake his head no and mumble a reply. And the pastor was very curious, and so he went up and asked the farmer about this. And the farmer said, well, the women would say, what a terrible tragedy. And I would nod my head and say yes. And then the men would ask, can I borrow that mule? And I would shake my head no and say, can't. It's booked up for a year.
Oh.
Oh. A lot of people want to get rid of their mother-in-law.
I can see a series of horror movies where it's a mother-in-law killing mule.
Yep.
Francis the killing mule comes back. All right, Kendall.
Wait, Cliff. What? I got a surprise for you right now.
What?
I have a surprise for you. Yep, see, what? I'm surprising you right in the middle of bad jokes. Becky, bring in that cake. Cliff, we all know that you have lost 2 whole pounds, and we wanted to celebrate with you by getting you a cake. Bring it in, Becky.
Oh, Becky.
Oh, look at this huge cake that I stayed up all night making for you.
Well, it is beautiful, and I don't know how you got that picture of Zac Efron's disco stick on the cake so lifelike. It looks just exactly like I always pictured it.
I Googled it, and I didn't know if it was really his disco stick, but everybody on Google said it was, so I used that one.
Well, it looks delicious.
But as you're eating it, I would only eat a small portion of the disco stick because there is some special stuff baked into the cake.
Good. And, oh, Becky, cut this part, that part down here right off later, that, so I can figuratively go nuts when I'm at home.
Oh, and Cliff, let's get back to jokes.
All right.
Thank you, Becky. All right, Cliff, tell me another joke.
Oh, Kendall, a guy, he just walks right into a bar, and he orders 6 shooters. And the bartender says, looks like you're having a bad day. And the
he did walk into a bar.
I know, so obviously. Well, he's alive, right? And so he's having a bad day. And the guy says, well, am I ever, to start with, I woke up late for work. On my way to work, I got in an accident, and when I got to work, I was 4 hours late, so that bitch of a boss fired me. Then, to top everything off, cherry on the horrible ice cream sundae of my day, I came home to my wife, but screwing my best friend.
Oh, this was in Screwsville.
Oh, and the bartender says, what did you say to your wife? And the guy says, I told her to get the hell out, I never want to see her again. And the bartender says, well, what'd you say to your best friend? And the guy says, well, I said, bad dog.
Oh, ouch.
Ouch.
Man, that plot thickens in Slutsburg, Cliff.
The plot thickens.
Talk to the mayor about the pavement. Cliff, a busload of politicians were driving down a country road one afternoon when all of a sudden the bus ran off the road and crashed into a tree in an old farmer's field.
Oh, no.
Well, seeing what happened, the old farmer went over to investigate, and he proceeded to dig a hole and bury the politicians.
Oh, no.
Well, Cliff, a few days later, the local sheriff came out, saw the crashed bus, and asked the old farmer, were they all dead? And the old farmer replied, well, some of them said they weren't, but you know how them politicians lie.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
He buried them alive, those politicians.
But
it was a beautiful burial spot. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Kendall, when, I want you to answer me this, mister.
Uh-oh.
When has a man the right to scold his coffee?
To scold his coffee?
Yeah, your vocabulary may not be quite strong enough to answer this
question. I don't know, Cliff.
Kendall, the man has a right to scold his coffee when he has more than sufficient grounds. Oh, Kendall, I want you to answer me this. When is a farmer cruel to his corn?
I don't know, Cliff. When?
It's at harvest time when he must pull its ears. And finally, Kendall, what does this same farmer, what does he grow if he works hard?
I don't know.
Tired.
Oh, that's what I've grown. Tired,
tired of these jokes. And
of these jokes, Cliff. I gotta take a break.
Oh, Kendall, stop. Stop everything.
Uh-oh.
Stop the break. Stop the break.
Yes.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, get in here. We have a surprise for you.
Oh, dear. Hello. What is it? What's going on?
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, you thought you were only here for Mr. Snodbottom's surprise birthday party, but you were not. You're also here because we know all about the recent title that you were elected to.
Oh, dear.
I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to take any of the special day away from Mr. Snodbottom.
You're such a wonderful person.
I know you were. I don't know why they did it in 2013, but you were just elected the Busheltown Woman of the Millennium. And we want to celebrate you. Becky, wheel in that cake. Wheel it right in.
Oh, thank you, dear. That's so lovely. That's so wonderful of you.
I know the baker's misspelled millennium on the cake, but I know, but it was a rush.
Cliff, I made that cake.
Oh, dear, it's okay. It's okay, dear. No worries at all, dear. It's such a wonderful cake. I'm sure it's fabulous. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
It will be. I don't drink this. I eat this slice of millennium cake to you. A toast to you, woman of the millennium in Busheltown.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much.
Oh, a toast to you. So wonderful that you have this wonderful honor and you are being celebrated for all the wonderful things you do.
Well, thank you, dear. Thank you so much. Oh, it's wonderful cake, dear.
Oh, long overdue, the title. About 13 years overdue.
All right, well, I hope that you enjoy your new title in Busheltown and enjoy your cake. Mr. Snodbottom's already fallen asleep eating his.
He is.
Oh, I'm going to go wake him up so we can have some cake together.
Oh, how wonderful. Well, you go wake up Mr. Snodbottom, and would you just wheel that cake out with you when you go?
Oh, of course, dear, of course. So many cakes piling up in the hallway.
Oh, well, isn't it a beautiful sight? It's a beautiful sight.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful.
But speaking of cakes in the hallway.
Cliff, now that she's gone, I have to tell you, what? The real surprise is that I baked that special stuff into hers and Mr. Snodbottom's cake. It's going to be a wonderful birthday night for the two of them.
Oh, you know. Kendall, please. Bitch, please. I've got to take a break.
I got to take a break, too. We'll be right back after this.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
Happy birthday, buddy!
My favorite day!
Here's your
present! My favorite drink! Nestle Quick Chocolate Flavor! Gee, now that I'm a big bunny, I know I can drink it slow!
I don't know, bunny! Nestle Quick is rich and thick and chocolate!
That's the thing about birthdays and Quick. They both go so fast.
I just finished my breast exam. Let's get back to the show.
Oh. All right, Cliff, we're back.
We're back, Kendall. We are back, and our listeners are like, I don't know, are all the surprises over? And yes, they are. There, we got them out of our system.
That was the last one. We got them all before the break, so...
Yeah.
So that's that.
So that's that. Put a cork in that one. It's done.
Done.
Because
done,
I do
done,
want done. To do this new segment.
Oh, what?
That I've been working on. I want to do this new segment. Surprise.
Oh.
It's called Fun Facts with Cliff and Kendall.
Fun Facts with Cliff and Kendall. Double F. FF is how they'll refer to it on the blogs.
Well, you know, they have their ways of their little jargon online. But, you know, it's really double F for fat is what they'll say in the article.
It's double F and quadruple XL.
Cliff,
yeah.
Do you know how much soda people drink a year, the average American?
How much? 800 gallons.
Well, when you overestimate like that, it makes the the facts seem way less important. It's 50 gallons.
50 gallons?
But that's a lot still. But maybe you drink 800 gallons a year.
That's still a lot, Kendall. It's all diet, though, so it's perfectly fine. It's healthy. It's right from nature. It's where Diet Sprite comes from. Kendall, and you may be talking about double F, quadruple XL, fun facts, but what I'm talking about is this question I'm about to ask you, and the question is... Are you talking to me?
Shit. Different segment. Surprise,
bitch. I'm Rick James, and are you talking to me, bitch? That's what I'm asking you, Kendall. Are you talking to me?
Are you talking dummy. I'm the only one here. Kendall, you talking to me?
No, you're talking to me, Cliff.
Kendall, here you go. Are you talking to me? Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
I've heard that, but I don't know where.
Oh, Kendall, a wonderful...
Oh, I give up. I don't know.
Wonderful movie called Dead Poets Society.
My brain doesn't work like it used to, Cliff.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live
Look,
the
Cliff
lives
just surprised us with a song.
We'd fight and never lose, for we were young and sure to have our way. An ode to youth by me.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful ode right there in the middle of our segment, Cliff. I'm back to double F.
Oh, double F.
Cliff and Kendall, fun facts. Cliff, you know what surprising bit of news the world learned about Neanderthals in 2010? Now, this is very interesting.
That sounds interesting, Kendall.
It's interesting to me. The listeners are on the edge of their seat. They want to know what we found out about Neanderthals.
Neanderthal man, where was I? They didn't hear it either in 2010.
Cliff, we found out that Neanderthals used makeup and wore jewelry.
Sluts.
Can you believe that? Isn't that crazy that the Neanderthals so many years ago wore jewelry, like shells and things on them, and they used like pigments and put on their faces makeup?
Stand by your Neanderthal.
We've had vanity for thousands
We're
of years.
We're so vain. You probably think this show is about you. You're so fat. Kendall.
You're so fat. Yep.
Are you talking to me?
What we've got here is a failure to communicate.
Well, it's been in several things, but it wasn't the first time was in All Quiet on the Waterfront or whatever that is.
Yes, it was in All Quiet on the Waterfront.
All Quiet on the Waterfront.
Kendall, no.
It was a great movie.
Well,
it was a spinoff of two other movies.
It was a mashup. Kendall, it was not in All Quiet on the Waterfront. It was in Cool Hand. Luke.
Oh. Well, you know, I'm terrible at that segment anyway.
And I love all the segments you are most terrible at.
That's why I'm having fun facts over here, Cliff. That's why I'm having fun facts.
Oh, surprise, we're back to fun facts.
Cliff, you want to know what the oldest thing on Earth is?
Oh, sometimes I feel like it's me.
It's not us, it's zircons.
Oh, the zircons, the mighty zircons are coming to take over.
Doesn't that sound like a alien species?
Really does.
They're tiny crystals embedded in old rocks in Australia. And they they document things older than 4 billion years. Can you believe this Earth has been around for 4 billion years?
Billion. I can't believe that, but it's second only to I can't believe how fat I really truly am.
Well, that is going to be on a segment in like 2080.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have a segment, and they're going to be talking about facts from a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, can you believe how fat Cliff and Kendall were?
They're called the fattest of them all. Kendall, now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
I have no idea. And when you first asked me that, I was thinking that you were telling me a fun fact.
Kendall, get your head in the game. Get your head in the game. That was a musical interlude from High School Musical.
Uh-huh.
But now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb is, of course, from Spaceballs.
Oh, I don't remember that quote from Spaceballs at all, and I love Spaceballs.
Oh, Kendall, you are not using the Schwartz.
I'm not. I'm not using the Schwartz. I'm not using
You're
the
not.
Force. I'm using the fat. That's the problem. It's blocking my brain passages.
Give me fat globules.
Surprise, Cliff, that's all the fun facts I have for today.
Surprise, Kendall, I'm no longer talking to you.
Oh, our listeners are shocked beyond belief of all the surprises they have encountered today.
Are so confused, they cannot follow what is going on. And I don't blame them. We're here doing it. I can't follow.
I was so excited to surprise everybody today that I practiced earlier today on Becky and Austin. I surprised both of them this morning with a big long chore list, but but I just want to make sure they were surprised, and you know, and that I could see the reaction on their face, so I could prepare myself for everybody else around here.
Oh, that is great, Kendall. I bet that they were.
If only there was somebody else to surprise in the podcasting studio.
If only
we had more people to surprise.
If only there were, Kendall. But we ran out. I don't know. Charles the Contractor, we could surprise him. Is there another cake in the back?
Oh, no. Cliff, I got a surprise for you.
What?
I got some media that you'd like to hear.
Oh, shit.
I'm taking your segment. I'm running with it. Surprise.
Okay, I've got a minute for some media. But oh, good. Only a minute.
Maybe I could actually keep it to a minute. Let's see. Here we go.
I'm going
to
be a real hard ass about it. Only a minute.
Okay, Cliff, get ready. Beverly Hills Cop, the TV show, is coming out next fall. Aren't you so excited that you will see Axel Foley's police officer son, Aaron, played by Brandon T. Jacket? He's going to take down the bad guys next fall, Cliff. Aren't you so excited?
His name is Brandon T. Jacket?
Jackson. Did I say Jacket?
Oh,
yeah. Aaron, played by Brandon T. Jacket. Brandon T. Jacket. Brandon T. Jacket. Maybe I was cold inside somehow. Anyway, Barry Sonnenfeld's going to direct the pilot, Cliff, from, Men in Black and Pushing Daisies.
I do know that, Kendall, but you know what?
What?
You know what I think about that?
What?
I think it's f***ing stupid.
Oh, not stupid, Cliff.
Kendall, shut up your media for just a minute, Kendall. I got some stupid questions for you.
Oh,
Kendall,
good.
If given a chance, who would you like to be for a day? Who would you like to exchange roles with?
I would like to exchange roles. Well, a lot of things pop into mind. but for a family-friendly show, I'm going to say I'd like to change places with the President of the United States, because think of all the secrets you'd know.
See, that's a good answer, because all I can think of is Jake Gyllenhaal. And when I think of changing bodies with Jake Gyllenhaal, I just think of the song, I don't want anybody else. When I think about me, I touch myself. Oh, Kendall, perfect pitch never rests.
As I said, I had some other ideas, but I didn't want to share them on a family-friendly show. Cliff.
Yeah.
What else is going on in media, you ask? Well, big news, Cliff. Big news. In a recent interview, Miley Cyrus claims that she is forever going to have short hair. Forever.
Oh.
Says her fiance loves it, and it's so easy she doesn't have to even wash it. It looks better grungy. Cliff, I guess she really is from the South.
I guess she really is, Kendall. I think she is an stupid idiot. I think she's
stupid. Oh, but isn't that something that you really needed to know about media, that she is going to keep her hair short? That was a big story this week.
Kendall, it is a big story. I don't care how many people died in Darfur.
Now, in entertainment Kendall, news, yes.
Kendall, don't be so stupid. Tell us something that you hate doing and why.
Oh, I hate waking up fat. No, let me think what I hate doing. Well, at work, I do like photo shoots for shows. Mm-hmm. And I hate doing that because there's so much involved with it and it's so time... I would just rather not do it. I hate it.
Oh, Kendall, I hate that too. I hate it for you.
Oh, good. How was that for a stupid answer?
It was great.
Now, Cliff, I know the last news story was big, but this one's even bigger. It's 60 million years in the making. It's Jurassic Park 4, Cliff. You know how excited I am about this. It's coming to theaters.
What?
June 13th, 2014.
What?
I'm going to go out and buy myself a countdown clock.
What? Kendall, I saw Jurassic Park in the theater 6 times when I was
a
wee obese lad.
You can go see the new one 6 times in theater as an obese adult.
Yeah, the character in Jurassic Park, the original, that I most identify with is that huge pile of Triceratops shit. And that's who I really... I understand where that's coming from,
I'll play the shit in the new movie.
I'll play the shit. Don't shit, everybody. Oh, Kendall.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Kendall, we're getting a fax over here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. Let me see what it says. Let me rip it off. Oh, it says... surprise, your last stupid question is not a stupid question at all. It's actually something that you and everybody else should know.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That is a surprise, Cliff. You really caught me off guard there.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Well, ask me.
Kendall, what planet was once called Herschel?
Oh, Saturn?
Oh, Kendall, you can just shove Saturn.
Right up
Uranus.
Uranus. Yeah. See, I knew that one.
Shove it right up Uranus, everybody.
You can shove that question right up Uranus.
It's no surprise, Kendall, but surprise. I'm out of stupid questions. There's no more things you should know, but guess what, Kendall?
What?
When I say I'm out of those things, it's not a fucking joke, bitch.
Oh, you got a joke?
Surprise, Kendall. I got a question in the form of a joke for you.
Oh, great. Okay.
Well, did you hear about the mother lion who asked her son, Junior Lion, what he was chasing? And he said, "Rawr!" And he told her he was chasing a hunter around the tree. And his mother became furious. And he said, "Haven't I told you not to play with your food?" And Kendall, what can you expect this late in the show? Our writers have been eating so much cake out there. They don't know what the fuck is going on. Kendall, and that is not a surprise.
Cliff, I don't know what the hell's going on anymore if you don't know the truth.
Kendall, our show has become, like America, a melting pot of bizarro, weird things, and that is okay.
Yeah, I realized that I didn't even have any cake yet.
You didn't have any cake? You didn't have any of my cake?
No.
Zac Efron disco stick cake? The Millennium cake from Mrs. Potter Butter Churn?
No,
or Mr. Snobbottom's German chocolate cake? You didn't have any of those three cakes?
I was saving
that Becky
myself,
wheeled in here?
Thinking that there were going to be more surprises, so, you know. Anyway, if our listeners want to surprise us, they can go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, or they can go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page. They can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Why don't they do it, Kendall? I've got a quote for you.
Quote me.
Those who are easily shocked should be shocked more often. And that was said by Mae West.
Oh, Cliff, I'm shocked that you read that, because I read it earlier too.
But
how ridiculous and how strange to be surprised at anything which happens in life. And that was Marcus Aurelius.
Oh, Marcus. Surprise is the greatest gift which life can grant us. And that was said by Boris Pasternak.
Wonderful, Cliff. And the secret to humor is surprise.
Oh.
That was Aristotle.
Aristotle. Oh, my God. Where's the Aristotle book on comedy? We need to pick one up.
Well, we do. Surprise, you didn't know that about him.
Surprise. Surprise, Kendall. Take me home. Surprise and rose. To a place where I will be surprised. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody.
What?
Whoa!
I have a surprise for you, Kendall. Hold your horses. Kendall, Becky, wheel that cake in here.
Oh,
wheel it
my
right
God,
in.
I thought you weren't going to surprise me. I was so upset.
Kendall, I've got a cake for you. But this beautiful sheet cake that has a picture of another cake on the top of it is beautiful, and it's for you, and it's everything that you love, and it is, of course, your favorite flavor. But Kendall, also, even more than the cake, while you eat to the cake, I want you to listen to the song that I recorded for you that is all about what a wonderful bro host. Because when I think to myself, what a wonderful bro host. Kendall, we're going to go out. I'm eating that cake. I want that part of the cake right there that has the upper right corner of the cake.
Yeah, I definitely want the picture of the cake on my cake.
Yeah, but Kendall, I'm going to press play. This song is for you.
Oh, thanks so much, Cliff. All right, we'll see you here next week, everybody.
The road is long, with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where, who knows.
knows where. But I'm strong, strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. So on we go. His obesity's not my concern. No burden is he to bear. We'll get there, for I know well he'd do the same for me. Kendall ain't heavy, he's my brother. If I'm laden at all, I am laden with sadness, a sadness, oh, a sadness that everybody's heart, well, it's not filled with the gladness that I feel and love for one another. It's a long, long road, oh, from which there is no return. While we're on our way to there, why not share? And his enormous weight, it don't weigh me down at all. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. Oh, he may look heavy, you may think it's an optical illusion, but no, Kendall ain't heavy, he's my brother. He ain't heavy, he's my brother.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.